slow our hearts, we turn our eyes from the noise of life to heaven's voice. In this moment, meet us here. Let your presence draw us near. Your word is truth, your spirit life. You speak hope into our night. Holy Spirit, you are here with us, filling every heart with peace and love, through winning every day. By Isaac Mellie Ministries, faith is rising, souls are free. We receive all you want to say. By your grace, Lord, we'll win in every day.
Good morning, dear family, and welcome to Winning Every Day. I'm so glad you're listening today. Wherever you are right now, maybe getting ready for work, driving, cooking, or just waking up, this moment is not ordinary. God is already here with you. Today's topic, seeing God in daily routines. Our Bible text is from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, which says, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." A few years ago, a popular productivity writer shared a simple but powerful story on his blog. He talked about how his life felt rushed, fragmented, and spiritually dry, even though he prayed and went to church. One day, he decided to stop waiting for special moments to feel close to God. Instead, he began to pray briefly while brushing his teeth, thank God during traffic, and whisper scriptures while washing dishes. Over time, something changed. His routines didn't disappear, but his awareness of God in them exploded. He wrote, "My days didn't become easier, but they became fuller. God was no longer waiting at the end of my day. He was walking with me through it." That simple shift reflects today's message. God is not absent from your daily routine. He is hidden within it. Beloved, many people think God only shows up in big moments, miracles, church services, fasting seasons, or breakthroughs. But Scripture paints a different picture. The Bible says in Psalm 16, verse 8, "I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken." Notice that phrase, "always before me," not sometimes, not only on Sundays, always. That means God is present when you wake up tired. God is present when you reply emails. God is present when you cook, clean, walk, plan, wait, and repeat. Let me ask you a question. What if the place you feel most bored is actually the place God wants to meet you most? Jesus himself spent most of his earthly life in routine. For about 30 years, he lived quietly, working, eating, walking, helping his family before 3 years of public ministry. Luke chapter 2 verse 52 tells us, "And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man." Growth happened in the ordinary years, not just the miraculous ones. Sometimes we are praying for God to change our schedule when God wants to change our awareness. Another question for you, have you been asking God to take you out of your routine when he wants to reveal himself inside it? Hear this clearly today. God is not waiting for your free time. He is present in your fixed time. God is not impressed by busy schedules, but he is drawn to conscious hearts. When you invite God into the ordinary becomes sacred. As you go about your day, I speak over your life today. Your daily routine will no longer drain you. It will develop you in Jesus' name. What felt monotonous will become meaningful, and you will begin to sense God's nearness in simple moments in Jesus' name. If you feel like your days are repetitive, hear this word of encouragement. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. Psalm 145 verse 18. You don't need perfect words. You don't need long prayers. A whispered, "Lord, thank you," is enough to shift the atmosphere. God is closer than your next breath. Time for reflection. Take a moment and reflect. What daily activity do you often rush through without awareness? What routine could become a moment of connection with God today? Pause and let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Actions for the day. Here's your simple action point. Choose one routine today and intentionally invite God into it. That's enough to open the door. In conclusion, beloved, when you start seeing God in daily routines, life stops feeling divided. Everything becomes worship. As Colossians 3 verse 17 reminds us, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus." Your life is already holy ground once you recognize who is walking with you. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Let's say this together. Today, I see God in my daily life. My routines are filled with purpose. My ordinary moments are blessed. God walks with me, guides me, and strengthens me. I'm blessed and victorious today. In Jesus' name, say it one more time. My ordinary moments are blessed. God walks with me, guides me, and strengthens me. I'm blessed and victorious today. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for today. We appreciate you because you are not distant, but near. I commit every listener into your hands. Bless their routines, order their steps, and open their eyes to see you in simple moments. Let peace rest on their hearts, clarity guide their decisions, and joy fill their day. We declare that today is covered, guided, and blessed by you. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. If this devotional blessed you, please share it with someone, a friend, a family member, or anyone who needs encouragement today. Thank you for listening to Winning Every Day. Go out and live today knowing God is with you, right where you are.
You're tuned in to the Winning Every Day Podcast.
Winning Every Day Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.